This is how Tashawn McGee and Sydney McGee forced two women into prostitution. According to court testimony, in September 2012, the two men from Roxbury approached a 24-year-old homeless woman outside a hospital in Boston. They offered her drugs and then drove her to a house nearby where she was posed and photographed. The men posted the photos online to draw in customers. Another victim was picked up under similar circumstances outside a methadone clinic in Boston. In the house, doors were bolted, windows were shut tight, and the two women were held against their wills. A Suffolk County jury found that both men and an accomplice profited by prostituting the women to men answering the ads. McGee and McGee, who are not related, pocketed 100% of the money exchanged. The traffickers were driving the women back from a hotel in Peabody when the victims jumped from the car as it idled at a light. The women ran to the Boston Medical Center seeking help. In a press release, Suffolk County DA Dan Conley said, "This was anything but a victimless crime. These women were homeless, drug dependent, and vulnerable." The two men were found guilty by a Suffolk Superior Court jury of 3 counts each of trafficking a person for sexual servitude and face up to 20 years in state prison. Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.